They gathered in downtown Buffalo for the purpose of endorsing John Flynn in the race for Erie County District Attorney. But both before and after making the announcement, Buffalo Police Benevolent Association President Kevin Kennedy spoke of recent violence against law enforcers in other U.S. cities and of the everyday hazards of being a cop.
Before all this violence went on, in my career alone, I've had to bury four of my compatriots. I've also, in my lifetime, had to bury an uncle that was on this job.
Under the PBA's contract agreement of 2002, patrol cars are staffed by one officer. But earlier this month, Police Commissioner Daniel Durenda ordered two officers per car in response to a threat of deadly violence posted on social media. An arrest was made in that case, but following this weekend's deadly shooting of police officers in Baton Rouge, patrol cars have remained double-staffed. Kennedy and the PBA would like to keep it that way. They would also like officers to have rifles in those patrol cars.
I know that's a touchy subject, but as you've seen with the incident in Dallas and the incident in Baton Rouge, they were patrol officers encountered persons with higher firepower than they had at their hip.
Additionally, Kennedy recommends further training in how to defuse volatile situations. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.